Hey everybody, how's it going? It's Lucas here, back with another episode. I am most definitely in a better mood today making this episode than the one I was in when I made my last explicit episode. And I want to basically share a reminder in today's episode with my audience. First and foremost, I've noticed that there has been a sudden increase in listenership in my podcast over the past two episodes. And I just want to say thank you to my new listeners. If this is something that's consistent and not just a one-time or a two-time thing, because it was just the last two episodes when this sudden increase in listenership happened, right? If this is a consistent new listenership that I have found, then I want to say thank you to the newcomers, and I want to say welcome to the Indomitable Podcast. Thank you very much for your support, and thank you very much for taking time out of your day to listen to what this 22-year-old has to say. But thank you, first and foremost. Now, on to the actual topic. Now, what inspired this episode today is a Lyft ride. You know how Uber works, right? Lyft is an alternative to Uber. And I just got a haircut. I just came back from my haircut. And to get to my haircut place, I take Lyfts to and from. And so on my Lyft ride back, on the way home, I had a driver by the name of Walid, who was a really splendid, nice guy. He's twice my age, and we were talking about what I do, and we were talking about my social media content production and the things that I post online, what kind of content it is, who it's targeting, which is, as you guys probably know, my kids, teenagers, young adults out there who consume my content, right? My audience. And he was really, really nice about it, and he thought it was really noble of me to do what I do. And I just want to take this time today to remind you all listening to this, to my podcast, that is really my goal, to target kids, teenagers, and young adults out there. And the reason I target the younger generation is not just because I am also a member of the younger generation, Generation Z, right? I was born in 98. And that puts me at the older end of Generation Z. And I take that as sort of like a responsibility because, as one of the older members of Generation Z, I see to it that I use my sort of more experience in life to help guide younger members of Generation Z down the right paths, down the right values, you know, helping them, inspiring them, motivating them. Helping them encourage, you know, open-mindedness, seeing the world in a different way, developing new thoughts and perspectives on things, helping them develop their mental exercises, doing their mental homework, things of this nature, right? One big reason why I target the younger generation is because of, as I just said, being an older member of Generation Z and helping guide the younger members of the same generation. But the bigger reason why I target younger audiences is I am focusing on the adults of tomorrow. And what I mean by that is we have plenty of adults in the world today, but they come from different generations, such as the millennials and the I don't even know if like boomers are very much still around, but they're still adults if they're still here. And we have the member, I forgot what it was. Generation Y is the millennials, so Generation X, their parents, right? Your grandparents, probably still around, right? So we have plenty of adults existing out there already. The majority of Generation Z, however, are not adults yet. I like to coin the phrase adults of tomorrow to represent that specific group of people. Because when the older adults are one day dead and gone, and they have passed away, this world, this planet, will be inherited by us, by Generation Z and the generations thereafter. We will be the ones to inherit this earth. And while I am an adult already, there are still plenty of us, like I said before, who have not yet inherited this place. We have not grown into adults, into functioning members of society who now contribute to society, right? We do not have as much of an impact as a kid as we do adults, right? And so that's why I focus so much on the next generation, is we are the adults of the future. And since we are the ones that are coming next in line, I want to make sure that we are well prepared for what lies ahead of us, equipped with mentalities that will empower us and carry us throughout life, as well as, you know, focus on instilling the right values so that the adults of tomorrow, the new people to inherit this earth, won't come into the world, into the adult world, into this massive place called Earth, with skewed ideas such as, you know, violence first, questions later, or, you know, it's okay to be dishonest, disloyal, you know, things like this. These are the values that I don't encourage. What I do talk about, such as basic things like being respectful, being polite, treating others with kindness, respect, empathy, being logical, being reasonable, seeking to understand first before seeking to be understood. These things that I talk about to the younger generation and my younger audience out there, kids, teenagers, and young adults, I try really hard to instill these values in them so that when they grow up, they have these values in them and they will carry these values with them throughout life. And then when they have kids, they could hopefully pass on those values to their kids. And then when those kids grow up, they can pass those values on to their kids and so forth. So the picture, the big picture that I'm painting here is legacy. That's why I focus so much on the younger generation. I focus on the people to come. Not to say that I'm neglecting the people who are already here, right? If my content motivates and thought provokes and helps people see in a different way, if these people happen to be older adults as well, then more power to them. I'm happy that my content can reach more than just my intended audience and help more than just my intended audience. I think that's great. But my focus still remains on the younger generation and for the reasons previously mentioned. So that's really what I wanted to take the time to make this episode about, is why do I target the younger generations and the younger kids, teenagers, and young adults out there? This is why. They are my primary audience. I care about the legacy, I care about the future of humanity, I care about what happens after I'm dead and gone, when I'm creaking and croaking and about to kick the bucket, right? Which won't be for quite some time, hopefully, but even so, I care about legacy. Play for the funeral, like my role model Gary Vee says, right? Play for the funeral, play for the long game. It's not about, at the end of the day, when it's your turn to die and pass away, it's not about what your bank account says. It's not about how many fancy cars you owned, what kind of house you lived in, right? It's not about those things. When you're about to die, what matters is, what did you do when you were alive? What kind of impact did you have in other people's lives? How did you shape and transform the lives of the people around you? That's what matters. What impact did you leave behind? Right? We probably don't know what Martin Luther King Jr.'s bank account said, how much money he had, right? We don't know it to the decimal. We don't know what kind of, most of us at least, don't know what kind of car he drove, if at all. We don't know what kind of house he lived in. But we know his impact, right? His legacy, the things that he did to stop segregation and discrimination and racism. We know that. So as you can see, impact, legacy, that's what matters. Not the car, the house, the money. That's another value that I talk about so much, and that's why I'm so focused on that with my audience, right? Lead by example. And like I kind of mentioned earlier with my younger generation that I'm a part of, I try to lead by example. And that's why I'm so hard-headed on some of the things that I say and believe in, because I take those values so seriously, and I take this responsibility so seriously when it comes to being the best that I can be and teaching the right values. I take it extremely seriously, and that's why everything that I say and post and write online, I don't say without believing with my entire being that that is the right way to do something or the right way to be, right? For instance, I believe with every bone in my body that being respectful towards other human beings is important, right? And because I believe in that with every fiber of my being, that's what I encourage people to do. I have every reason to believe that treating other human beings with respect is important. And with this conviction, I tell my audience, be respectful, right? And so that's why I take my content so seriously. And what's amazing about posting on the internet like this is that if I don't delete it, right, I mean, it stays on there forever. People can access it at any time. As long as Instagram.com is up, then people can always go to my page, right? As long as Medium.com is always up, people can go to my page. As long as Twitter or Anchor, my podcast, as long as my podcast is up on multiple different platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, right? My podcast is on all of those platforms. And as long as they continue to be on those platforms, people can always hit the play button and hear what I have to say. And an episode like this will be here to stand the test of time, no matter how old I get, or even when I pass away. People will still be able to look back on this and play it back. And that's the beautiful thing about sort of documenting your journey and recording your thoughts and your message and what you have to share with the rest of the world, is that it will always be there if you don't delete it, at least. And I don't plan on deleting my content. I want to make sure, like I said, I mean, I'm building legacy. Why would I delete my work? So this is for you guys. Even regardless, whether you're a part of the kids, teenagers, and young adults that I'm speaking to or not, this content is for you guys, and I hope it helps you. I hope it helps instill good values. I hope it helps you see the world in a different way. I hope it helps motivate you. That's why I do what I do. And that's why I target who I target. So, with that said, I'm going to go ahead and end the episode here. I do appreciate you listening to my podcast, as always. Thank you very much. And especially, again, to the newcomers who have surged my listenership. If you're here to stay, then please, by all means, stay. I'm very happy to have you here, and I cannot express in words how grateful I am to have you here with us. So, again, I'm going to go ahead and end the episode here, but thank you, every one of you, very much again. And I will see you all on the next episode. Take care. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.